Welcome back to the Community Calendar. I'm Jazzy, and in the studio with me, my guest is Cynthia Trigg. She is the CEO and founder of Evolution Academy Charter School. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I appreciate you for coming in and talking to me today. I do want to talk to you about your school that you started, the Evolution Academy Charter School. It is at 1101 Sherman Street in Richardson, Texas.
That is correct.
This is a free school to attend, right?
It is. Charter schools are public schools, and so therefore there's no tuition.
Okay.
So it's tuition free.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a charter school and a public school?
Charter schools are public schools, and so charter schools are divided because public schools have mostly independent school districts.
Okay.
Charter schools are typically independent and authorized by the Texas Education Agency. And so charters are more or less a form of choice. It gives additional choice for parents when certain aspects of their education is not being met.
Say you live in DeSoto, you could still attend this school in Richardson.
You can attend our school in Richardson simply because our geographical boundary extends throughout the Metroplex. And students are able to get to our campus via the DART rail or bus. We do provide bus passes for every student that lives within a 2-mile radius of the campus.
Mm-hmm.
But we are available to serve all kids throughout the Metroplex.
Mm-hmm. So you do provide free public transportation to students or some students that attend your school?
Yes, ma'am.
I do want to talk to you more about the Evolution Academy Charter School, and you founded this school. Tell me a little bit of background information about yourself.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a native of Beaumont, Texas. Graduated from Westbrook High School in 1988, so that sort of dates my age.
Okay.
But after graduating from high school, I attended Texas Woman's University in Denton, Texas, where my major was both political science and general education.
Okay.
After completing my bachelor's degree and my teacher certification, I then returned to Beaumont, where I taught for 5 years, worked as a director of student activities, sponsored cheerleaders, but mostly I taught English and history. I was a gifted and talented teacher and a regular ed teacher at the time when they were segmenting areas. And so I did that for 5 years.
Okay.
Moved on. During that time, I worked on my master's and completed that at Prairie View A&M.
He was busy.
I was busy. Mm-hmm. I was busy, but it was a good busy. And so after that, I later transitioned to Houston, where I worked as an assistant principal in Aldine ISD. Leaving Aldine, transitioning to Region 4 Educational Service Center, and I then transitioned to the Dallas area in 2000. Mm-hmm. When I got here, what I noticed was that there were limited resources in terms of at-risk options for students in the northern sector. And so we began looking at the feasibility of opening a charter school that would service that population. We opened our doors in 2002, and the rest is history. During that time, I also obtained my superintendent certification because I wanted to make certain that all the credentials that were required were in place. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of me in a nutshell and what we've done to this point.
Yeah, it seems like you have a lot of experience in the education field itself. What made you decide that you didn't want to be a teacher anymore and you wanted to start a charter school to help more students?
Well, I taught for 5 years, as I stated, in Beaumont. And when I transitioned into the independent school district's administration side, what I saw were many kids were receiving a good education, but there were many that were falling between the cracks. Sometimes it's self-inflicted. Sometimes it's just bad teaching, to be, you know, quite honest. Okay. However, what we wanted to do was
help
those students, correct,
mm-hmm.
that is a small part of the population to ultimately obtain their high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
And so we busied ourselves researching just to determine the feasibility of doing so. It seemed that the community was very receptive mm-hmm. to us off the bat. And so we settled in Richardson, and that's become home since. We were able to find a location that could permanently become our home, expand to add an additional facility mm-hmm. to provide more resources to our students. That's where we are.
I'm speaking with Cynthia Triggs. She is the CEO and founder of Evolution Academy Charter School in Richardson. And I want to talk to you more about the school itself. It's been open since 2002, you said, right?
Correct.
It must be pretty successful. It's going strong.
It is a work in progress. We're very proud.
What grades does the school service for the kids?
Evolution Academy services grades 9th through 12th.
Okay.
Ages 14 to 21.
And what does it specialize in as far as education?
Well, all of the major subjects, because students are able to obtain their high school diploma. So therefore, our major focus is on the core content areas, English, mm-hmm. math, science, social studies, a strong emphasis on career technology mm-hmm. and career offerings to really just engage the students mm-hmm. and utilize that as an incentive whereby once they do finish high school, they have other skill sets that are available. So we engage in multiple resources to accomplish that. Mm-hmm. We have an online learning program that consists of state-approved courses that allows students to navigate from one course to the next, okay. anywhere from English, math, science, social studies, electives. This actual fall, we're adding a video gaming component. Medical coding and billing is another course that will be offered within our career technology. We also have a state-of-the-art music studio that gives our students access to music productions. And so we have aspiring artists mm-hmm. that pair with our engineering students that are aspiring as well. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to pair the two where they can create magic. I guess the goal is just not to have any boundaries mm-hmm. in terms of what they can become or are willing to become.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's an advanced school in regards to driving you towards your career. See, most high schools, you learn your English history and your basics, and then you go on, maybe you do an internship to get some kind of career experience. But this with medical billing and different things like that, that helps you towards college if you're trying to obtain some type of certification or something like that. Is that what your school kind of focuses on?
Well, our goal is to provide workforce readiness and college readiness, mm-hmm. most important, because we do realize that all of our students will not go to college. And so we've tried to be very realistic mm-hmm. about how we offer courses to our students mm-hmm. to make certain that they're rigorous enough to allow them to sit in a freshman English class or a freshman history class, but it's not necessary. There are also skills that are embedded into the program mm-hmm. that will give them job
stability
and still focus on becoming productive citizens of society. Our goal is to graduate kids and graduate them college ready or workforce ready.
Now, I know you did mention something about you do take at-risk students.
We do.
Usually, what are the standards in regards to taking those students?
Well, in terms of the term at-risk is twofold. The Texas Education Agency designates about, 12 particular criteria that tells if a student is at risk of graduating from high school. Mm-hmm. And so we must identify those students through data collections and track that information. And so for us, we utilize that data in order to identify those students who could potentially, without interventions, mm-hmm. not graduate. Mm-hmm. And so that was our mission, mm-hmm. to go after those type of kids.
Say, for instance, maybe a girl that was pregnant, or maybe somebody got in a fight or just did something at another school, they would possibly have an opportunity to go to your school and finish and graduate.
Right, because the goal is the flexibility that we're allowing. And so we say that our mission is to service those kids who have dropped out of school, those that are at risk of dropping out of school, but those that are just in search of a non-traditional method of instruction. Mm-hmm. And that could be that student that just didn't do well at a traditional campus, mm-hmm. or the pregnant mom who only needs that doesn't have the resources, mm-hmm. to attend a full 8-hour day. Our school is structured to accommodate them. It's a 4-hour day program, mm-hmm. and it's been very successful, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We've successfully graduated over 2,000 students since the
impressive.
Opening of our doors. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of being strict, fair, firm, compassionate, kind of bundled, mm-hmm. into one.
And it's working.
Yes, it's working. It is absolutely working.
It's working. And you're currently enrolling right now.
We are. Okay. We are currently enrolling students.
When does school start?
School starts on August the 19th.
Okay.
But we have open enrollment. And so don't let that be a deterrent. We are always enrolling. We have an open enrollment policy. Our website is www.evolutionacademy.org. That's where students can enroll, or they can call, mm-hmm. our campus, 972-907-3755. Mm-hmm. And we'd be happy to give them a tour. They can visit the campus. Mm-hmm. And we're just excited.
And it's absolutely free.
It is absolutely free.
You got to let them know that it's absolutely free.
It is absolutely free. And so we're also excited that the Texas Education Agency has seen fit to grant us an expansion. So our model, we're happy to say, will be transitioning to the Houston area, Beaumont, and Port Arthur.
That's amazing. Okay.
So those campuses' start date is a little bit later. Mm-hmm. I believe our target date is the 26th of August. But we're enrolling here in DFW absolutely right now.
Right now. So if you're listening right now, you know, I'm speaking with Cynthia Trigg. She's the CEO and founder of Evolution Academy Charter School. It's at 1101 Sherman Street in Richardson, Texas. And if you're listening and you know you dropped out of school and you need to finish, you need to call this number. Now, if you're listening and you're a parent of somebody and you looking at your child, your son, your daughter, and they do not have their high school diploma and they need it, this is a school that's flexible. I know they may have did XYZ, but this school is willing to take them in so they can change their life and start over. You say you strict, right, Miss Cynthia?
Firm, fair, and compassionate as well.
Okay.
All rolled into one.
Okay.
But we tell students the very first day, if you come and you follow our lead, mm-hmm. you will graduate. And that is it's a commitment that we take very serious.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to that person that's listening and they're scared? They're thinking, you know what? I want a high school diploma, but I just don't think I'm smart enough. School was hard for me and I got bullied. It just was hard. What would you tell them?
I would tell them to pick up the phone and call us, mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. And let us take it from there. They just need to pick up the phone.
You have counselors on site?
We do. We have counselors on site. We have student advisors. We have a team of individuals that will walk them through the process. If they have attended multiple campuses, mm-hmm. we're able to secure all of the credits that they have obtained in other locations, transition mm-hmm. them into our program, and move forward with a new life.
Mm-hmm. Again, that number is 972-907-3755. If you do not have your high school diploma and you dropped out of school, quit playing. Okay? That's all I'm going to tell you is to quit playing and get on it. You should get your high school diploma. You have all the necessary requirements, especially if you're in the Richardson area, all over Dallas, actually.
Right.
So, and then if you're within a certain area, you can get a free DART pass. So you don't even have to pay anything to go to school.
Right. If you live outside of a 2-mile radius, mm-hmm. we provide a DART pass that would enable you to attend school right. daily, utilizing the bus or the DART rail system.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, if there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely.
So if you want to get your education absolutely free, Miss Cynthia says she's going to be strict and compassionate at the same time. So take her up on that offer, okay? A free school is the Evolution Academy Charter School. It's at 1101 Sherman Street in Richardson, Texas. They have all kind of programs. It's not all day long if you can't sit all day. They have flexible plans for you. Again, go to their website. Just check it out and see if it's something for you, but you should definitely graduate. Again, that website is www.evolutionacademy.org. I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Tell me that date when they got to register by.
School starts on the 19th, but we are continuously registering students on an ongoing basis, so it's never too late.
All right.
Go to the website or call 972-907-3755.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Get registered today. Get your education on. It's cool to learn.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.